Hi, everyone. Today, we're diving into Senator Bernie Sanders' decades-long political career. And honestly, it all boils down to one powerful thesis. When wealth and power are hoarded by a tiny few, our democracy fundamentally crumbles.
That's right. And while his critique originally targeted traditional heavyweights like banking, energy, and pharmaceuticals, the focus has sharply shifted. Now it's squarely on big tech and the explosive, largely unregulated rise of artificial intelligence.
It's such a crucial point. Sanders argues that extreme economic inequality isn't just an economic issue. It's inherently a crisis for democracy itself.
Precisely. When a handful of corporations and billionaires hold the reins on media, policy, and public discourse, the voices of ordinary citizens get systematically pushed to the sidelines.
And looking at the tech world today, the rise of generative AI feels like a perfect mirror of those monopolistic patterns Sanders has been fighting against for years.
It really is. You have to remember that developing cutting-edge AI isn't a hobby project. It demands massive data centers, incredibly expensive hardware, and billions in venture capital. That creates insurmountable barriers to entry for anyone outside the elite circle.
So this economic reality essentially funnels all the computational power, capital, and decision-making authority into the hands of a select group of tech giants.
And the consequence is stark. A tiny elite gets to dictate how AI is deployed, who profits from it, and who bears the risks. We're seeing a severe democratic deficit in critical areas like healthcare, education, and the workforce because of this.
You can feel the energy shifting. Public frustration with this dynamic is finally reaching a tipping point.
Absolutely. Years of tech companies policing themselves have given way to widespread concern. People are worried about algorithmic manipulation, data privacy violations, and platforms that seem to care more about engagement than factual accuracy.
And the rapid integration of AI has just supercharged these anxieties. We're talking deepfakes, automated misinformation, and real fears about widespread job displacement, all hitting the mainstream discourse.
Sanders contends that Americans are increasingly connecting the dots between corporate consolidation, technological disruption, and the erosion of democratic norms. What used to be niche complaints is now transforming into a powerful political force, demanding accountability.
So how do we fix it? Sanders is advocating for comprehensive structural reforms rather than just slapping a Band-Aid on the problem with superficial fixes.
Exactly. This means enforcing strict antitrust laws to actually dismantle monopolistic practices. We need to move beyond those symbolic fines that companies just treat as routine operating costs.
It also requires establishing clear regulatory guardrails for AI development. We need to mandate algorithmic transparency and hold corporations truly accountable for the societal impacts of their products.
And furthermore, we can't ignore the human cost. Strengthening the social safety net through robust worker protections, universal health care, and affordable education is essential to mitigate the disruptive effects of automation.
The objective here isn't to halt innovation, but to ensure that technological advancement actually serves the public interest rather than just enriching a concentrated elite.
Right. Ultimately, the debate over big tech and AI has moved from Silicon Valley boardrooms into mainstream political discourse.
Sanders' long-standing warnings about wealth concentration have found renewed urgency in this era, defined by digital monopolies and algorithmic control.
The central takeaway is clear. When technology becomes too powerful and too concentrated, democratic institutions must intervene.
The challenge ahead isn't whether the tech industry will continue to evolve, but whether society will build the political will to ensure that evolution benefits everyone, not just those at the top.
The window for meaningful, structural reform is open, but it requires immediate and sustained action.